This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump joined Queen Elizabeth in the southern British port city of Portsmouth Wednesday to commemorate the 75th anniversary of D-Day, the invasion that led to the overthrow of the Nazis at the end of World War II. Patsy Widakuswara reports.
More than a dozen world leaders were in attendance in Portsmouth, all of whom extolled the bravery of the young troops who were part of what is still history's largest amphibious attack. 7,000 ships and landing craft headed across the English Channel to confront the Germans. As 300 aging D-Day veterans, all now in their 90s, listened, Trump recited a prayer President Franklin D. Roosevelt delivered on radio on D-Day, including the wartime president's professed belief in the virtue of the invasion. Trump, who has now left Britain, traveled to Ireland to meet the Irish Prime Minister and stay at his golf resort there before flying to Normandy for more D-Day remembrances on Thursday. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Portsmouth.
Protest leaders in Sudan have rejected a proposal to negotiate with military generals, maintaining the call is insincere as security forces continue to target protesters in a violent crackdown that has killed at least 100 people this week. The Sudanese Professional Association spokesman Mohamed Yusuf al-Mustafa said Wednesday, a call by General Abdel Fattah Burhan is not serious, and those under him have killed the Sudanese and are still doing it. Earlier Wednesday, Burhan, the head of the ruling Transitional Military Council, said that military leaders were ready to resume talks, in his words, with no restrictions. Talks between the military and the opposition have ground to a halt amid deep differences over who should lead a 3-year transition to democracy. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. and Mexican trade officials have apparently failed to reach a deal on tariffs and immigration. NBC News is reporting that the two sides remain at an impasse after spending Wednesday afternoon negotiating. President Donald Trump is threatening 5% tariff on imported products from Mexico beginning next week. He's demanding that Mexico do more to curb a surge of Central American migrants headed toward the United States. In Ireland, the president said that too many drugs and illegal immigrants flow through Mexico toward the U.S.
Mexico can stop it. They have to stop it. Otherwise, we just won't be able to do business. It's a very simple thing. And I think they will stop it. I think they want to do something. I think they want to make a deal. And they sent their top people to try and do it. We'll see what happens today. We should know something.
Opposition Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump should not be threatening Mexico with tariffs.
This is dangerous territory. This is not a way to treat a friend. It's not a way to deal with immigration. It's not a way to meet the humanitarian needs at the border.
Some Republican lawmakers, normally close political allies of Trump, have said that they will try to block the tariffs with legislation. About 1,000 Central American migrants were intercepted in Mexico near the border with Guatemala. The AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The group included many women and children. Military police, immigration agents, and federal police blocked their advance, showing a tougher new stance. But this man says Mexican officials opened the door and allowed them through because they came calmly and did not come to cause problems. Later, unarmed agents wrestled some migrants who resisted to the ground, but the vast majority complied and boarded buses or immigration agency vans to an immigration detention center. This man says his group is from Honduras. He says life is very hard in Honduras. Many say they were getting away from gang violence. I'm Ed Donahue.
The UN humanitarian chief appealed Wednesday for urgently needed funding to prevent wide-scale hunger in the Horn of Africa after another failed rainy season. Mark Lowcock said he would release $45 million from the UN's emergency fund to help avert a humanitarian crisis in Somalia, Ethiopia, and Kenya. However, he added that about $700 million more dollars are needed this year to prevent another famine like Somalia saw in 2011, when 250,000 people died. Stock prices rose on Wall Street Wednesday, with all three major indices closing in positive territory. The Dow gained 0.82%. The S&P also rose by 0.82%. The NASDAQ gained 0.64%. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.